when a young Minneapolis woman made a judgmental map of the city, meant to satirize the social realities that Minneapolis people might be too polite to mention, she got into trouble. The important question is, how well did Minneapolis respond to what local comedy scholar and improv pro Stevie Ray calls pretty tame satire? I spoke with Sarah. She wanted to leave her last name out and leave behind the controversy that her map stirred. Rather than beginning at, well, the beginning, like a smart person would, given the flack that her map received, I asked her about that.
I'm sick of all of the racist accusations. I didn't make it with racist intentions at all, and that's something I take very seriously. So I think, there are accusations of classism, and I made it to be provocative, but not in a racial way. I mean, as you go through a certain neighborhood and you see a couple things and those things stick, and so I basically tried to take my own handful of perceptions from different places and turn them into funny and occasionally provocative
satire.
Yep.
Let's ask Stevie, how'd she do comedy-wise?
It has to be remembered, the simple and most effective definition of satire is comparing the world the way it is with the way you think it ought to be. That is satire. For an amateur, it's pretty good. You have to kind of gauge it based on the expectations.
I asked Sarah where the story of the map began.
So you know what? I actually made this thing back in January or February. To make a long story short, I submitted it. It didn't get posted right away. There was some back and forth between me and the owner of the Tumblr site. Things sort of fizzled and we both forgot about it. Then all of a sudden one day it showed up.
A local college student, Chris Everson, wrote a blog entry about it.
The thing that got me interested in writing about this particular subject was the amount of reception that it got, both positive and negative. I wrote my article about comparing other types of judgmental maps that are actually on this one blog. And it was interesting to see that the map of Minneapolis garnered many more comments than the other maps of Chicago, Phoenix, Denver, and Manhattan. But I thought that it was interesting that so many people would call it out as racist. I think a lot of the argument was based on the North Minneapolis title as the Compton of the North. You know, some of the other maps of Chicago and Phoenix had much more strong racial undertones.
But back to Stevie Ray's comedic analysis and how the map served as social satire.
Her map, it said, look, here's a mirror, look at it. If you don't like it, move. And half of it, you looked at and thought, I've thought the same thing. I just haven't said it. And if you're going to do comedy, you're going to take a risk. If you don't take a risk, you're going to tell what comedians call an interesting story.
So it sounds as though Sarah's map falls in a middle ground between, interesting story and, decent satire.
Yes. There were a few what the airline industry would call near misses, where she was close and almost got something really funny. She missed some callbacks by saying an arrow going in one direction was too boring to mention here, but she didn't have an arrow going the other way, kind of either stating the opposite or tagging on.
So Sarah's map illustrated how Minneapolis can respond when one of their own talks out of school about the elephant in the room that no one has found a gentle way to talk about. That's often what satire does. For KFAI News, this is Will Wright.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.